You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Sunday, July the 8th, and Andy Holding here taking a look at a good National Hunt programme for you today at Limerick, basically, because it's the best of the two Irish cards. I didn't really like the Fairy House action there today. And of course, we've got the Galway Plate Trial at 4:45, plus one or two other tasty little morsels on what, let's face it, has to be said, is a decent card over the jumps at the Greenmount Park venue. Good to firm, watered conditions over there in Ireland today, and the weather looks set fair.
Race one.
We move on with a look at the first race, which comes up at 2:05. Two-mile maiden hurdle, in which Storm Rising will be bidding to finally get his head in front at the 13th time of asking. Will it be a lucky 13 for this fella? Well, he certainly deserves to win a race of this nature. He's been knocking at the door, second in his last three starts, and there's nothing wrong with his attitude either, for ones that question his form figures. He's just been a bit unlucky, to be fair. Jim Rewarder beat him last time out, was very tenacious in the finish. Black Keys useful the time before. Jet Airs clocked a very fast time in beating Dennis Hogan's five-year-old over this course and distance back in May. But he does face fairly stiff opposition here in the shape of Zafu, who, of course, used to be trained by Joseph O'Brien and was a Dundalk winner a couple of times during the winter, and had a nice little spin the other day over hurdles down in Garran. It was all actually the same card that Storm Rising was second to, Jury Ward. So I've got a good idea of the kind of capabilities of the two based on my sort of sectional times and circuit differentials I got on that particular occasion. And actually, Zafo comes out around about 3 seconds quicker on the final circuit, considering this horse whipped round at the start, or almost did, was very slowly away. I think Zafu did really well to post the numbers that he did on that occasion. I think dropping back in triple definitely suited. He travelled well. He just didn't quite get home, having used up a lot of energy the last day. And at the prices this morning, I'm certainly looking towards Zafu around about the sort of 3-1, 7-2 mark to be the value bet there in the opener.
Race two.
On to race number two then, the 2:35, probably one of my strongest bets of the day runs here in the shape of St Lawrence Gap, who has been a very good servant to connections under both codes in the last few seasons. He's won three times over hurdles. His main track seems to be Tremor over hurdles, as he's won there twice in three visits. And his last victory came on a reasonable surface back in August, so he obviously comes good at this time of year. He's been in good form on the flat. He ran quite well the other day down in Cork when he finished sixth behind See the Lion in the Cork Derby. And the winner, of course, has gone on to frank that form when beating actually the runner-up again at the Curragh the other day, Gustavus Vassa. But if you look at this horse's career record on the flat here at this track, he's 2 from 2 here, Ewan Doyle's six-year-old. So the fact he comes back to Limerick, he's got a good run last time out on the flat at Cork, just to kind of put his preparations at fever pitch. And he's got a good record on decent ground. I think St Lawrence Gap has got every chance of defying top weight in that tricky-looking 2:35.
Race number three.
On to the 3:10, quite a trappy one here. About You's the most likely favourite based on her profile of late, but she's a very, very hard rider. I put her up the last day at Roscommon, and she was flat to the boards with over a circuit to go. She's not overly big, so there could be moments in the race where you're a little bit anxious if you back About You. I'm not saying she can't win, but I say at 4-1, you haven't got a great deal of room for scope. So I'm going to take a chance here with Fury's Fort from the Liam Young stable, 8-year-old, who was a good second 2 runs ago beyond Cool Fighter in what's turned out to be a very good form line down in Tremor. Cool Fighter's run well subsequently. Several others have had that come out of that race and frank the form. And although this horse didn't perform up to its best the next time out, Clonmel's a funny track. It's kind of up and hill and down, and he just didn't really go that day. And it was a well-run race, and he soon got outpaced. But he's coming back to a track where he's won twice in seven starts. His last two victories, incidentally, came here. And it's also worth pointing out that his two victories have both come at this time of year on good or good to firm ground. So he's got some good speed figures next to his name as well, this fella. So 14-1 top price this morning. I'd suggest Fury's 4. He's very much overpriced there in that 3.10.
Race 4.
Right then, over to the larger obstacles now, and the conditions chase at 3.40 over the extended 2 mile three. This looks a little bit of a trappy one here because they've all got slight convictions. We know what the game change is about. He's a bit of an Oxo horse nowadays. He bolted up Down Raw 2 runs ago, then he was well outpaced and never got in the other day at Tipperary. But he is capable and he's gone well around here before. Draycott Place has been applying his trade to a good level of late. He's won twice in his last three starts, including a good victory down in Kilbeggan the last day. But the one really that should be winning this race, based on the figures and his overall profile, is Never Rush A Con, who has won his only start here at this track. And indeed, it came in at this time of year in a beginner's chase. So he's got course and distance form. His victory when last seen over fences at Killarney was a fairly convincing one. Just slight tempered enthusiasm with his run the other day at the Curragh on the flat. I actually thought he'd run a good deal better than he did, but he ended up finishing 11th of the 14 behind William Mullins' Low Sun. So that would be the only thing that would stop me piling in at a very short price. But he really does probably just have the best and more convincing profile of some of these. Like I say, a little bit in and out of late.
Race 5.
On to the 4.10, then the beginner's chase. Quite a few of these have had a run over the larger obstacles and several that could improve with a switch to the larger obstacles. The one I like here is Hugo and Taz, who finally laid the ghost of several unlucky place performances when last seen at Ballinrobe the last day on the heavy ground. Now, although the ground was, like I say, on the soft side, he's got a sort of action that suggests that better ground will definitely suit him. He's a lovely big horse, typical of his sire, Cape Tara. I've got a sneaky feeling that this horse has always been desiring the larger obstacles. Don't forget he's a former point-to-point winner. And like I say, with a horse such of his size and presence and stature, then I certainly think this is the right move by Dennis Hogan to pitch him in at this time of year again. So let's face it, one or two slightly disappointing types over hurdles. Connick Hall, he at least comes here in good form. And you've certainly got to respect Classic Theatre, who ran well on Chasing Debut last time out, along with Schmidt as well, from a stable that always does well with the runners in this sphere at this time of season. But the prices this morning ran about 6-7-1. I quite like Hugo and Taz each way there in the 4.10.
Race number 6.
Right then, on to the big race of the day. This looks to be like a very wide open race, a bit of a belting race. And Snugborough Benny's the one I quite like here from the Lean Cusack stable. I quite like this fella. I like the way he travelled the last day when winning down in Down Royal. He was always in control in that novice chase. Clocked a good speed figure as well, beating the heavily backed Joseph O'Brien train Oathkeeper by a very easy looking 4 lengths. The ground was probably a little bit too soft for him the time before when he looked as though he needed the run in a well-run contest at Ballinrobe. He's got good form around his track as well. He's only been out the frame once in 3 starts. He jumps well, he travels well, and I think he's still at the right end of the weights as well, or the right end of the handicap anyway. I think 1.25 is not seriously underestimating his capabilities, but certainly think it's a mark he can win off. And like I say, in a race where quite a few of these are gnarled and grizzled and they've probably seen better days, I do think this 8-year-old has got plenty potential and quite a few decent days in front of him. So, Snugsborough Benny, top price around about 15-2, 7-1, is my each way choice. And my nap of the day there in the 4.45.
And the final race.
On to the 5.15, the final race. Not a great deal to go on here. I'll probably go with Lady Loretto, who was third when last seen back in December. Now, the conditions on that occasion when she was third at Punchestown were on the soft side, so your guess is as good as mine whether she'll handle this ground. But she is a really nice type, and the two horses that finished in front of her that day have proved that form is rated red hot. Moy Henna has been running in graded hurdle races and rated in the 130s, and Best of Dubai went on to finish second in a listed bumper next time out at Navan. So she was in quite deep that day, and it was only in the latter stages that she just, I'd say, faded out of contention. She's still for his third, but she just didn't quite have the pace or the fitness to go with the front two on that occasion. The fact that she was sent off 5-2 favoured as well certainly tells you all you need to know about her regard that she's held in the stable. So with Paddy Mullins on board, I'm going to go with the experience of Lady Loretto there in the final race. OK, that's it for today then. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me tomorrow when I'm going to be taking a look at a 7-race flat programme from Roscommon beginning at 5:50. So until then, bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.